This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A blast could be heard the moment an Israeli airstrike hit a house in a Gaza City suburb on Sunday. The strike killed one Palestinian and wounded several others, according to Palestinian medics. The cameraman who filmed the video told Reuters the Israeli army had notified residents of a possible strike in the area. The Israeli army said it had struck around 30 Hamas terrorist targets in the previous 24 hours, including military structures, anti-tank missile launch posts, and weapons storage facilities. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has acknowledged for the first time Ukrainian forces are fighting in the surprise offensive in Russia's Kursk region. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
In his nightly video address on Saturday, Zelensky said he had discussed with Ukraine's top commander the actions to, quote, push the war into the aggressor's territory.
Ukraine is proving that it can indeed restore justice and ensure the necessary pressure on the aggressor.
Sunday marked the sixth day of intense battles amid Kyiv's largest incursion into Russian territory since the start of the war. Russian President Vladimir Putin cast the Ukrainian attack as a major provocation.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Moscow and Kyiv accused each other of starting a fire on the grounds of Europe's largest and now Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine on Sunday, with both sides reporting no sign of elevated radiation. The UN's International Atomic Energy Agency nuclear watchdog, which has a presence at the site, said its experts had seen smoke coming from the northern area of the plant.